This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I just thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it. And I just want to let you know that this is the first time Radical itself is only 2 years old. It's the first time Radical has gotten involved with another production company as an imprint. And we weren't looking to do this, but because of our relationship and the initial meeting I had with Michael last year down at Comic-Con, and it resulted in Full Clip becoming a full producing partner on Last Days of American Crime that Rick Remender created. It evolved from there. We got to know each other better. This is not a... Can you please close the door? This is not a vanity deal. I just want to let you guys know that straight up. As much as I love Sam, I don't know if I'd give Sam his own imprint, not because I don't think he's capable. I think he's one of the most creative, intelligent guys I've ever met in this business. It's just that his time is so demanding. He's just involved in so many different things right now. And Full Clip has become another part of what he's doing, a part of his agenda. But him bringing in two people that he's known for 15 years who love graphic novels, know graphic novels inside and out, John and Michael Schwartz, when I got to know them as well, and then I got to know all of them together and how they approach stories, because this is a company that doesn't really get into, I love superheroes, but we don't do it here. For this, closest we'll do it is maybe something like Legends or something like that. But we do sci-fi, fantasy, drama, crime, horror, supernatural, anything, dark comedy. And these guys have a 360 mind. And they think like that as a production company. And one of the biggest things for me was to make sure that I just wasn't doing a deal with a film company that wanted to just do a comic book and immediately adapt it as a feature film. Like, these comic books are not, graphic novels, illustrated novels, we have different formats. This is not something that Sam's going to start in. If something happens down the road and he becomes part of it, that's great. But the characters are not geared towards Sam. So when they told me about, no, the story comes first, they loved our art, that's one of the things most people, you know, always talk about our company. And they said the story has to be, but we have to have a foundation. Characters and story have to be very, very relevant. And when they told me that the book has to stand on its own, I went, okay, I want to be with these guys, because you never know where the next great idea comes from. I can't sit here all day and think of concept 24/7. So this is a really important, it ain't a vanity deal, because I don't think that way. Far from that.
And we're also pretty ugly looking dudes, to be honest. There's not much vanity going on here, mate.
I have no idea where that voice just came from.
Sound like The Exorcist.
I'm going to leave you guys with me. I just wanted to let you know how Radical feels about these guys.
I would really feel about these guys.
It's true. It's sad truth.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll start and say, Sam, on the set of Clash of Titans, you talked about your comic books back then, and graphic novels, and how you had a mate who went to Comic-Con.
That's the mate right there. That's the boy.
And there we go. Who had a mate who went to Comic-Con and checked out all the books. So did this all start, like, percolating, even, like, how long ago was this all?
Oh, no. It was mainly Mike was in his basement playing and Guitar Hero and reading comic books, and, you know, I thought, you know, let's get him out of his damn basement and send him to Comic-Con and see what happens, you know, mainly to show him that the world's massive. And then Mike actually just astounded me. He blew me away with, you know, he came back and had made all these connections. And
Last day, I was looking at every single publisher, because I was connected.
Not necessarily to make a movie, more just, you know, to show Mike, look how big this world is.
Well, Mike is also, we're all of us love comic books and graphic novels. Mike
seemed was kind of almost like the professor of it. We were both junior associate professors. He was the master over one. So then it was sort of like, well, why don't you go to Comic-Con and see what you can
see what happens
with.
And I literally was expecting him to come back drunk and say, you know, thanks so much for the opportunity. He said he came back and he'd hooked up with Barry Levine and Radical and said, hey, these boys want us to, you know, help out and have a meeting and talk to them about where our ideas want to go. And at the time we had no idea what ideas we had, you know.
Well, Last Days of American Crime just jumped out of me, like, you know, straight away. And the thing about Radical is they've only been around for 2 years. Back then it wasn't, you know, it was only a year, you know, year old, but they sort of got this swagger about themselves that they've been around for so much longer, even though they're, you know, they're still in their infancy. And that's exciting to be around, the sort of excitement that's infectious. So, you know, Sam ended up having meetings for Last Days, and we hopped on board. And, you know, I came on board as Barry's producing partner, and I pitched him one of our comics that, you know, Damaged, which was the original idea we had years ago, and he dug it. And from there, he said, well, you guys all got pretty good ideas, and getting to know John and Sam. So, you know, why don't you make a bunch more? So he offered us this imprint, the first time Radical's ever done it.
Can you take us back further in
time
when the three of you met each other?
15 years ago. Well, I went to drama school with Shorts, with John Shorts, and Mike's his younger brother, so they tend to just tag on. That's it. And so we've literally, we're a pretty tight bunch of guys. There's a couple of other mates that were same deal, who are doing whatever they do, and, you know, they're my brothers, basically.
So these, like, the whole thing with, like, when Kick-Ass is coming out, they're developing the novel and the movie at the same time. So is that kind of the same thing you guys are doing?
No, mate, no. Because I think that's arrogant and egotistical in the sense of that you're going to kind of halve what you're thinking. Sure. Essentially, you know, our idea is to, as with any kind of creative force, create a good story. Simple as that. We're comic book fans, so let's create a comic book. If down the line Radical decide we want to pursue this further, then that's a great opportunity for us. But that's primarily not what I wanted to get involved with. You know, and that's how it's kind of come out and, you know, been blogged and read about, in the sense of going, these are, as I said, gravy train runs for Samuel. Well, in Damage, there were 60-year-old men, so unless I'm wearing a fucking latex mask, you know, I'm in a bit of shit out of luck, aren't I? And in Patriots, there's a lot of women, so unless we're going down that route.
I didn't even know it's for you to start.
No, but that's the thing. But even to create them, you can't look like that. I think the great thing about a comic book is we're not limited by a budget or we've got X amount of days of shooting, like on a film. So it gives us an avenue to get all our creativity, and basically the only thing that's going to cost us is ink and paper, and then we can run wild. And then if down the track something happens that's out of our hands, that's fantastic. That's a great opportunity.
I think the integrity of the actual comic would be totally compromised if we were just thinking about it to change it into another medium and selling it down the track. You've got to actually think to yourself, let's try to create as a piece of art the strongest piece you can do without compromising down the track, saying, oh, let's think about Nick Cage playing this dude or whatever.
Yeah. And I also think, not only, as you said, putting the integrity at stake, I think audiences can smell that. I think we're a lot smart. All of us are pretty darn smart to go, I can see what you're doing here. And to be honest, the story is just the vehicle to make the movie. And I don't really dig the story, so why the fuck would I go to the movie? But if you deal with the story and suddenly people jump on board and go, man, I'd like to see this develop further, then a decision has to be made.
Hey, what's a hallmark of success for you guys in this project? Because in the comic book world, realistically these days, it's a small business.
Yeah.
There's not, you know, sales are small. Mm-hmm. It's a really core audience. Yeah. So what are you looking to break out into a mainstream, or are you happy to be hitting that core audience?
We're happy to get the fucking imprint, to be honest, brother. We're probably straight up honest. You're talking to three young Australian dudes here, who some crazy guy used to photograph Motley Crue has basically took a run on. That's an amazing opportunity in itself. So at the moment, I think the goals are short term rather than long term. And the first goal is get them out and see if people actually dig the direction we take stories.
Well, these are like Damaged in particular. It's an idea that we had as a comic 5-6 years ago. So just the realization of finally getting to see that,
right.
And that's satisfaction right there.
Yeah,
because we're doing other things as well. But to get the comic books and get them out and actually get them to the stage where the core audience is going to be responsive to them and they're going to be successful. At the moment, that is the goal.
We're
not thinking.
Which may not seem very massive, right. Orientated, but for us, it's massive.
Time,
and maybe 1/100, 1% of that audience will probably read the comics, just because that's the nature of the comic industry.
Yeah,
it's a small audience.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, you know, we all have separate careers,
right?
And but together, collectively, you do start a small business,
right?
You know, and that's kind of a cool thing. Right. You know, that's how we looked at it. We haven't looked at it as we're going to dominate the comic book world. I think that's ridiculous. But to actually now put our toe in the water and see if we got. Can, you know, one kid down at the Golden Apple kind of store can go, this is kind of cool, man.
This is more of a labor of love thing.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, man, yeah.
You want a kid to just love this shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Really
and then realize maybe down the line, holy shit, I've got a comic book. And maybe, you know, all you need in any industry is someone to back you. So Jim Cameron backed me out of nowhere, right? Well, Barry's backed him out of nowhere. And the first thing I said to Barry was, you don't know Mike from Adam. Why the fuck would you ever want to produce or work or develop things with Mike Schwartz, who's he? And he said he's got passion, integrity, commitment, creativity, you know, and that kind of drive and hunger is exciting. And so, yeah, in a way, it is a labor of love for us to, in an exciting world.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a dream come true. We've been loved, I've loved comic books since I was a kid, since I learned to read from reading Batmans. So, it's to actually have, to be able to create these books that are going to be around for a long time, you know,
yeah.
For us it's really important. Yeah, we've got a bunch of nephews, like, all between us, and so the next book, you know, we've got two that we've announced so far in our imprint. We've got Damaged and Patriots, which are adult orientated, but the next one we do, we want to make it, you know, sort of the, you know, what are they, multi-quadrants?
Yeah, 9 to 12 year old market.
Yeah, so it's just...
Which, so you're saying these guys are making a comic book for 9 year olds?
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing? And well, they're going to be paying their rent.
Yeah. But something we can enjoy with our nephews and nieces. Yeah. Like, you know,
yeah, it sound quite naive, mate. And actually saying it out loud, it does sound naive. And actually, we have to talk about this. But no, that's yeah.
So you guys are looking sort of towards a broad spectrum of material.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at Radical, as Barry said, they're not necessarily just dealing with any specific genre. And he, if he likes the idea, he runs with it. If you see, he gets other creative guys like Joe Kaczynski come in here, Antoine Fuqua, and they're all developing comics with him, right? And to us, for him to go, now you've got as many comics as you damn well want to create, it's kind of, he's enthusiastic with any kind of genre we give him, or any idea, you know?
Well, Sam, I mean, speaking as a comic book fan, who has been, and a couple of us are comic book people, who have been around the block with name creators coming in,
yeah.
You know, I mean, famously, they come in, disappear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's your involvement in the real specific aspects of the creation comics? Will there be any writing from you?
What we wanted was, if we come up with an idea, we've always agreed that, so Damage, these boys had an idea, so they can shepherd the story, give it out to, I think Lapham's got it, isn't he?
David Lapham.
He's writing it, which is in itself huge, right? And they work closely with that, and I'm the hammer that comes in the top and says, this doesn't work, it's on the ice. Then with Patriots, me and Schwartz had the idea, and Mike becomes the hammer. And that's how it works, you know, we're not, you know, in the sense of saying we're going to go out and actually write, and there's a multitude of writers we can get on board. But the kind of the origin of the story or the idea does come from any of us. And if Mike's got an idea by himself, then me and Schwartz will help him shepherd it through. And I think that's how a good trio works.
So we're not waiting for you to finish writing issue 5. No, Kevin Smith does.
Yeah. I think also we go pretty fast, man, as well. And because we jump on each other, and because we've known each other so long, we can tell, we're not afraid to be brutally honest with each other and say, mate,
that idea sucks.
Yeah, or I see what you're doing there. You've written this for Lucy Liu, you fuck. Stop it, right? You know, you can see what's happening. You know?
What you're rushing is becoming films. Could you see going the opposite? Could you see taking properties you've been involved with and licensing it to make comics out of?
Well, if we made a film, like, heading to Hawaii.
Well, I mean, could you imagine talking about doing like an Avatar comic?
I'm sure they have. If you look at the whole world now, it's computer games, graphic novels, film, TV spin-offs, you know, spin-offs of spin-offs, you know, Deadpool spinning out of Wolverine kind of thing, you know what I mean? So. I think, you know, any kind of smart producer looks at all those bases. Once again, though, it comes down to the integrity of it. Audiences are very smart. If they smell they're just kind of being played, you know, so the computer game of a certain film isn't up to the standard of the actual film, or it's just basically a rehash of the same damn story, you know. And as someone said to me in Schwartz, hey, why do I want to play a computer game of a movie? Well, I've already seen the movie, and I'm doing the same thing, and it's 100 times bigger and 100 times better. You know, so if you're going to make a computer game of a movie, is it like in Avatar's case, they did a prequel before it was even, before Jake had even got to the planet? You know, is it kind of, you've got to be, it's smarter because audiences demand that. You know, they're not going to sit there and just be force fed anything, I believe.
Well, Full Clip is a production company as well.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, possibly there's some projects that you guys put together at Full Clip and put Germany back.
Well, also part of me, Schwartz, took the idea of Quatermain to DreamWorks. And, you know, not expecting anything to come out of that, and not expecting actually DreamWorks to have their own kind of Quatermain idea. And we all jumped together and found that our ideas were working with their ideas. Now, that kind of does happen, that cross-pollination does happen. And if Quatermain came out and it was a kick-ass damn movie and they wanted to go and make a comic book of it, yeah, but it has to stand alone. It can't just be, you know, let's cash in on it. I don't believe in that. I don't, it grates me a bit.
So how did David Laff become involved?
That was a radical approach to him. At the moment, they're all about just approaching top name talent in art and writing. And he was the first guy they approached. I was bit starstruck having to talk to him the first time. I was really nervous about what he would do with our story. Would he take it, a writer of his caliber, would he just take it and make it his own completely? But what he did with it was great. It's still our story, it's these characters, but it's still got his stamp on it without taking away from the story we created. He's fleshed it out. He's given it his voice, which is my favourite thing. He stands amongst, like, you know, the comic industry, amongst the writer. My favourite writers who have just really distinct voices, and you know, he's added his voice to our story. And
it's the same with the artists. Like at the moment, the boys were going through who we think can do all the interior artwork for us, and partly it's a case of Barry says, go for your dream team, you know, and all they can say is no, you know, and that's kind of a cool kind of thing to go there, and it is nerve wracking, you know, and you've also got to be smart enough to go, well, I'll give you, you know, they're going to have to bring some of their own in. It's, we don't want it to be a monopoly, and we also don't want to be shut out.
Yeah.
It has to be symbiotic.
In regards to Damage, what's, like, the timeline? Like, when are we going to start, like, seeing this out in, like...
January, wasn't it?
We're looking probably around January, February, the first issue.
Which is quick.
It's real quick. Well, I mean,
we only gave it to him the other day.
We gave them, gave David our treatment. Within a week later, he gave him, it was like a 5 or 6 page treatment. About a week later, he gave us, you know, a 30 page treatment.
So that just shows then, that the idea of the story is compelling enough for him to work that vigilantly, isn't it?
Yeah, and a week later he gave us issue one, the script for issue one. And so, you know, it's going to be a six issue series, and issue one should be out probably around January, February. It depends on a lot of things, because we want to still mess around with the story a bit and make it, you know, make it as good as we can, you know, develop it as much as we can.
You know, you're going to fucking paint us?
I'm not putting anything on there.
You just decided to be annoying.
Yeah, I just want to annoy you.
Mission accomplished.
So yeah, Barry, what do you reckon? Damaged, January, February?
February.
She won, there you go.
I'm curious, obviously you have a lot of Hollywood connections now. Is there any talk with you guys about maybe getting certain people you've worked with or certain people that you want to work with in town, maybe crossing from the movie world, you know, writers in that industry, to come to work with you guys on your imprint, you know, partnering up on something, or maybe finding out if they have a cool idea how it would work with you guys?
You know, yeah, that's something we haven't discussed. No, but in a sense, we know a lot of boys that are quite shocked at, you know, as we said, it all just comes down to one guy backing it. Right, as I said, Jim backed me, Barry's backing this company, and then I'm sure that other guys, there's millions of ideas out there, and there's a lot of creative forces out there, and if to work with them, you know, it's something I'm sure we might pursue down the track, who knows.
We're focused on the comics at the moment, yeah. Creating the comics,
we've talked to different people about what we're doing, and obviously people have expressed interest in what we're doing, but we're just trying to get these set up and rolling along down the track.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to sound stupid, but do you mind saying a little bit about what each of the comics is about? Like a little bit of like a one-liner or a little bit of a...
Damage is about basically brotherhood. So you got a cop, two cops, one becomes a vigilante, but it's basically about redemption and the, you know, the passing fathers and sons and all those kind of brotherly themes that these guys have kind of, you've dealt with in their lives. Set in a, you know, a a violent kind of noir-like world. Patriots, it's quite simple. If you there's seven continents in the world, if you had to sacrifice one continent to save six, would you do it? That's the question we're posing with that one.
Are you so you haven't released a reason?
Well, I think with this one, I think we're going to try and handle it like Chris Nolan handled Inception. Keep it under your fucking hat.
And so this one, as Damaged is a six-issue series, this will be a graphic novel, a standalone graphic novel.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so Patriots is a graphic novel?
Yeah, it'll be a standalone graphic novel.
Because it's more epic in scale.
How involved are you guys in, like, the... I know there's, like, price points and lengths of issues. Mm. How involved are you in, like, figuring out...
We get advice from Barry.
Yeah. Like, Barry's an expert.
That's his world, so we kind of just listen and learn off him.
So with Patriots, how many... Do you guys already have the idea of how many pages it is?
He was the one that basically said, you should turn this idea into a graphic novel. And then he also has illustrated novels as well, kind of thing. So he said, look, next one should be that. So we get an understanding of... what it is having a serial comic book, graphic novel, and illustrated novel, and find which one suits us best. Yeah. And at the moment, it's all learning through Barry. Yeah.
Well, so I guess the next thing is, you've obviously been working on a lot of films. You're probably, I wouldn't say pretty busy. How does it work with the 9-to-5 of running this thing? And are you guys on the phone or Skype when you're filming or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we email each other. So as I said, with 15 years, you tend to kind of know each other back to front. So it's ESP. Yeah.
But we
always talk. Sam, we talk to each other every day.
For 10 years,
mate. So it's not that hard to actually say this idea sucks or sends a fax on the middle of the Moroccan desert or something.
So we do live in a world that can do that. it's not carrying smoke signals. We just yell off a mountain.
The pages are flying in.
Yeah.
That's fun. So I'll throw out there, can you talk a little bit about the last days of American Crime and how did this all, what am I missing about the connection?
Well, what it was Mike basically saw this comic book and talked to Barry about it. It hadn't even come out yet.
Yeah,
and Barry at the time had liked it that much. He was pursuing and wanted Radical to go into making films. That's what Barry's looking at. And with Last Days, you can see it on the page that it could make a great movie. And talked to Mike, kind of got me and said, look, I'm mates with Sam, do you want to go and chat with Sam about it? And I was like, I like where you're going with this, mate. This could make a great movie. You know, it's one which, you know, it was going, you could see what was happening and where Barry wanted to push it. And so then it's now got to a point where, you know, Mike, myself and Barry are going to kind of help produce it and move it through the studios and things like that and take it out to directors and writers at the moment. But the problem with it is it's a very stylistic looking film. So at the moment we're finding writers that understand what I want to say with the substance of it. So it's not just taking a comic and making it into a film. You've got to kind of increase on it. Any kind of movie has to be a bit bigger than the actual comic book. So at the moment we're just taking it out and finding the right people involved.
Is there last question. Thank you.
Is there a backlog of ideas here that you have a bunch of things planned? These are just the ones that
As I said, mate, we've known each other for 15 years. We're a bunch of young, idealistic Australians who happen to be able to play in your pool. It happened with me getting involved with fucking Avatar. Suddenly, our world opened up to us. And, you know, we're lucky enough that for all these creativity kind of things, we have outlets over here that can help us get involved. And it just goes to show, mate, that spirit which I believe America has, or the American industry of creativity has, which is anything's possible. Three young idealistic Australians filled with brimming with ideas get the opportunity to go and make their damn comic books that they've always dreamed about. It's kind of a cool thing, man. We get to go and play with the big boys in your world, and it's a very privileged for us to do. So, you know, I'm sure we've got probably more ideas than actually we've got time for.
Not all of them good.
not all of them good.
I know we have to wrap up, but it really, I'm just going to be honest, it really helps the piece, whatever we're going to do, if we also get like an update on like what's going on in your movie world. It's that cross promotion
that's fine, mate. I think Clash 2, I think we start shooting early next year, and it will be 3D this time, shot in 3D.
I just have to ask you.
I say do put that in, and that will make them fucking aware next
week. There's a specific point that I definitely want to ask you, which is, what were your thoughts on the post-conversion, and the movie changed a lot from when you guys...
Well, a movie always changes. It suddenly became a rolling runaway train in some of the parts. And then in regards to the conversion, I'm a Jim Cameron boy, so people know my opinions.
All right, you guys, thank you so much.
And Avatar 2 probably will be whenever Jim decides to write it. I think he's in Thailand at the moment, or trying to save the Gulf. So I'm sure he's going to put pen to paper soon.
And the 8 minutes that are in the release, that stuff that you guys already shot, there's nothing.
Oh, mate, we shot about 8 hours. I think the first cut I saw was about 6 hours long. So,
do you know what's in the 8 minutes that he's putting back in?
No, I don't. He hasn't told us. I'm sure there was a couple of other hunting scenes. There's a much speculated blogging sex scene everyone keeps fucking harping on about. To be honest, I think it's going to make everyone a bit disappointed, to be honest. it's not blue porn. There's a lot of even the other character stuff in the live action stuff, a lot of Giovanni's and Stephen Lang stuff that was in there. So it's up to Jim, whatever. I know Jim's only release it if it enhanced the story, he's putting it back in.
Is there more Jade Mummer stuff that we did?
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there is. We shot all that. Yeah. Which didn't, when we first saw a cut of it, it didn't actually, you want to get to the planet. It actually kind of was a too much of a slow burn. Now, Jim always wanted it to be a slow burn start, so you adjust with your eyes and adjust to the world, but it became too much of a slow burn. It's like, hurry the fuck up, man.
How involved are you going to be with shaping the story of Clash 2? Obviously, you're in a much stronger position now.
Yeah.
You can really put your foot down.
Yeah, well, they kind of come to us with the idea that I do a lot anyway. I kind of, try to put a stamp on it. Whether it's the right idea or not, it's up to them in the end. But, I know with Clash 2, they came to me with a story the other day. I kind of dig where it's going, and now I kind of go, well, can we make the character more this? Can we make the character more that? Can I get to play a lot more and be a lot more fucking fun? Right, rather than being a stoic young man who has to stand there and look pretty. I'm sick of doing that, right? So it's a case of how do we make Perseus a lot more fun? And we're shaping it down that track. So, and as I said, Warner Brothers are nice enough to allow us to have a bit of input.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
I can't wait to see you.
I'm going to go back upstairs.